I think that's the first time I actually needed to use the hand, the gavel to bring everyone to. That's great. It's great having a crowd here tonight. At this time, I would like to call to order the regular meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. It's November 5th, 2015. The time is 7 p.m. And at this time, I would like to ask my new best friend, Garrett Niola, if he would lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Garrett? Flag is up here. Okay.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Garrett, thank you very much. Let's have a round of applause. A young man like you knowing the pledge, that's commendable. Thank you. Okay, we're going to deviate a little bit from our schedule tonight. As you can see, we have quite a turnout. We have some very very important and exciting commendations to make tonight. And so we're going to deviate a little bit. We're going to get right into those, and then we'll get back on our session here. At this time, I'd like to call Police Chief Gamble and Chief Honeycup. Going to also come up, and we're going to take care of some important recognitions here.
Hey, beauty was a horse.
Yeah, I was going to say, you posted that.
What I'm going to do is there's some awards being given tonight, or some commendations, and the first one we're going to do was a team effort, police, fire. What I'm going to do, Captain Weekly couldn't be here tonight. He was the captain of the shift that was on duty this particular night due to a death in his family. So I'm basically going to read his report. On October 1st, 2015, at 1548, medics 441 and 7 were dispatched to an unresponsive person. Delcom advised the patient fell twice in the garage before going unresponsive. Genoa PD units 612 and 631 arrived on scene approximately 2 minutes prior to the medic's arrival, initiated CPR. Upon the arrival of medic 441 and medic 7, CPR was continued and ventilations were being administered. He was placed on the monitor and determined to be in cardiac arrest. Crews continued manual CPR until the Lucas device was in place and secured an airway with an ET tube. An IO was established, and the patient was administered epinephrine. Shortly there, we paused CPR to check the rhythm. No pulse was found. The patient was then placed into Medic 441 for transport to St. Anne's. While en route, the patient was administered a second round of drugs, and ALS care was continued. The crew noticed the patient was beginning to attempt to breathe on its own and had a pulse and blood pressure. CPR was paused, but the crew continued to assist his ventilations. Upon arrival at St. Anne's, the patient's color had dramatically improved. He had a palpable pulse and some movement in his jaw and fingers. Prior to our medic's departure from St. Anne's, the patient had been extubated. He was sitting up and able to communicate with the ER staff. He was awaiting to be taken to CT and was in stable condition. This is a great example of everyone working together for our community. The telecommunicators did an excellent job of talking with the patient's wife, dispatching and relaying all the pertinent information in a timely manner. The police officers were able to initiate CPR approximately 2 minutes prior to EMS arrival. Both medic crews worked hand in hand with minimal guidance needed due to everyone just doing what needs to be done for the patient. In this incident, a breakdown in any one of these responsibilities definitely would have impacted the final outcome of the run. All parties involved deserve commendations for their role in helping saving the life of this resident. From the police department, it was Officer Jim Denman and Emily Breist, and then from the Medic 441 crew, Adam Honeycutt, Jeff Kibler, and Brian Dougherty.
Very good.
Adam, Jeff, Brian, please come on up.
Mr. Gephardt's got medals for the two police officers there.
Yeah, Adam, Brian, and Jeff, stand next to Pat. I know he isn't the best looking one up there, but.
Thank you.
Emily, how long have you been on the job when this happened?
About 5 months.
How long have you been on?
Oh, gosh, 10 years?
10 years. Great. Well, that's the spectrum.
Yeah.
Okay, at this time I would ask officers Ryan Parsons and Jim Denman again to step forward, please. Step right up here. On February 15th, 2014, Officer Ryan Parsons and Jim Denman were dispatched on an unresponsive 17-year-old male on Danbridge Way. Once Officer Parsons arrived on scene, he ran inside the home and was told that Zach Stentz just fell over. He found Zach unresponsive. He was not breathing and was lifeless. Officer Parsons immediately started CPR and continued CPR by himself until relieved by paramedics. Zach was transported to St. Anne's Hospital in critical condition. Officer Denman arrived on scene and was given Zach's home address. Officer Denman went to notify Zach's parents. At this point, Officer Denman was told by Zach's father that he suffered from a rare medical condition. Officer Denman made the decision to drive Mr. Stentz to St. Anne's with Zach's medication. In talking to medical staff and paramedics, if it was not for the quick action of Officer Parsons to begin CPR and Officer Denman to get Mr. Stentz to the hospital with Zach's rare medication, Zach would not have survived. And I'm understanding that Zach is here tonight. Mr. Wilhelm has the medal to present to Officer Parsons, and you'll get another notch for your other. You'll get a pin to put on the first medal as a second award. So this is for Officer Parsons. Up here with the officers and get a picture with them, please. Thank you. Denman, not so fast. This time I'm going to have Officer Jim Denman stay up here. Are you catching a theme here? On October 19th, 2015, Genoa Township police officers were dispatched to Saybrook Drive to assist the medics on an unresponsive male. Officer Jim Denman was first to arrive on scene and immediately started chest compressions on the patient. After approximately 2 minutes of compressions, Officer Denman had started his heart functioning on its own. The individual began trying to breathe and regained his color, and the medic in charge took a moment to tell Lieutenant Chivali that Officer Denman did a phenomenal job in getting the heart started again. No medications or advanced life support treatment had been administered at this point. The actions of Officer Denman undoubtedly made a difference in giving the patient a fighting chance of surviving the incident. Again, thank you. We'll give you another notch for your current medal. We're running out of medals to give you. Thank you. And then last but not least, I'd ask Officer Mike Sigmund to step forward. And if you notice, in case you notice, some of the officers look a little bit scruffy. That's not normal. For the month of November, we're doing a No Shave November contest for charity. We have 10 officers who are trying to grow beards. And at the end of the month, we're going to have our Facebook friends vote on who the winner is. They all kicked in $50 each. Whoever wins, all the money, $500, will go to that officer's individual charity. So some of them are in various stages. You see Sergeant McMillan already looks like Bigfoot over here. Some of them are struggling. But Officer Mike Sigmund started with our agency in the summer of 2013 as a part-time officer. In January of 2014, he was promoted to full-time. Since he started with our agency, he has dedicated himself to tracking down and arresting impaired drivers. In 2014, he had over 30 OVI arrests. As of October 20th of this year, he has arrested 33 impaired drivers for 2015. In addition to the OVI arrests, Officer Sigmund has numerous other arrests for possession of heroin. Officer Sigmund has gone above and beyond to show his dedication to protecting our residents from impaired drivers and those who could do harm to our residents. And again, he's taken many dangerous drivers off the road, undoubtedly saved some lives. We really appreciate your efforts. Mr. Carfagna has a commendation there for you. And one final note is we were notified that Officer Jim Denman will be recognized by Delaware County Prosecutor Carol Bryan as the top cop for the month. And there will be a ceremony in her office on November 18th at 3 p.m. to again recognize Officer Denman for all of his actions. We thank him. That's all I have for you, sir. Concludes our award.
Excellent. Well, I know we have some family members of some of the folks who were involved in some of these incidents. I don't know if anyone has anything to say or anyone else. Don't feel obligated, but I wanted to provide the opportunity. I know one of our friends back here, our daughters grew up together, and so I didn't know that's who it was for sure. So it was. So, well, very good. Well, we're all proud of you. We appreciate what you're doing and the lives you're saving one way or the other, whether it's through activities or just doing your job. Yes, sir.
I would like to add, for Officer Sigmund, I was a training officer, and it was my honor, truly. Funny story with Mike, when he first started, I always asked the recruiters, what do you need to work on? You feel like you get better. He told me, OVIs, I'm terrible. Well, he's the department. Well, I wanted to point out tonight, too, a lot of people don't understand what goes into OVI and impaired driving enforcement is personal time. And what goes into that with court time and court prep, and late notice subpoenas is you're being away from your family. And he has some beautiful kids too. So I want to give just his wife Jenny a round of applause for being here for my
Well, and I appreciate you mentioning the family because it is so important. I know we have other family members of a police or fire, please raise your hand. All right, excellent. We appreciate you being here. We appreciate your dedication, and it's a team effort. And I know your spouses are probably come home after some stressful days, and you have to deal with that sometimes. So we appreciate that, and we're very thankful for the services you provide. So thank you very much. Yes,
Officer Denman's mother and father brought the apple cider and cookies. I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah. Very nice.
Apple cider.
Well, that's very good. Thank you.
Well, got any more medals, Chief? For next month?
Yeah. You're welcome to stay. You're free to go. This is however you want to do. So we'll give a few minutes. If you do want to leave, just go ahead. And we appreciate you coming out.
Carl.
Yes. Never mind. Okay.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Reese.
Great. I went
all done. Reese.
Since the police academy, he was a great teacher.
Did you know it was going to be this action packed? Did you sign up?
Congratulations, working hard. What those guys have to know is just unbelievable. I wish everybody could be here. Very amazing. Yes.
This is I'm trying to use this moment to illustrate. This is why we have a baseball.
Amazing. Oh, I'm sure it was. But
I want to
that's,
know.
That's why we like that.
Then the deck probably thought that coming off undercover duty, like, it could be more relaxed.
Nope. Right, thank you very much. Congratulations.
So you were on the job while you were
here. Did this happen? Yeah. So how are you doing? You enjoying it?
Good.